Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of May 2017, and this is the 574th Moll Out Loud podcast. Today is a very different day from yesterday. It was very cold this morning, and it's been a beautiful, crisp day. I've just come in from doing some pruning. Once a month, I have a green waste collection. It's a fortnightly collection, but my neighbour has the other fortnight. And so the day before, I kind of get cracking on pruning, and there's lots and lots of pruning to be done. I realise it was a bit silly to wait until today because today is Writer's Cave Day, and I find using secateurs really bad for my wrist, and it's not very good to combine secateuring and writing. But I've filled the bin and it's at the end of the drive, and at the moment, touch wood, I don't feel too bad. And I will have a walk in between. I mean, I'll have a walk to get down to the writer's cave and a couple of hours to recover. That's probably not quite enough. But anyway, it was lovely being outside and cutting away. It's just the sort of day that commands you to be outside. So it's done, and I'm not going to sit around regretting it. It was a very odd day to start with today. I don't know quite why, but I woke up. I think I must have been a little bit confused, but I had quite a slightly sore throat, and I'm so not wanting to get this cold from the people who were surrounding me at a couple of dinners last week, that I've been using a throat spray. And so I sprayed my throat as I was waking up, and then realised that I hadn't sprayed it with throat spray, but I had sprayed it with insect repellent. And I must say, it wasn't just insect repellent, it was pretty repellent to me. Luckily, it was a natural product, and I did check online to see if anything in it was likely to do me any damage, and it wasn't. But I had a very nasty taste in my mouth, and then I discovered when I got to the cafe that I had my jumper on back to front and my hat inside out. So at least the three things were got through with early in the morning. And after that, my day certainly improved. I had a lovely small walk on Knock Lofty early. And I said yesterday I was going to rest. Well, I haven't slept, but I did spend a couple of hours kind of just relaxing and doing things like the weekend crossword and reading and pottering about, but not attacking my pigsty kitchen, which will have to wait until tomorrow. I've just come back before I went out to the pruning. I went and did an hour and a half's work at the cafe, and that was really good. And one of the reasons it was good was because I yesterday joined the creative circle and had 20 minutes of planning, or at least in theory I had 20 minutes of planning. Unfortunately, most of my planning time was taken up with walking from Qigong to the tower and getting into the tower and up the steps. So I didn't have very long the other end, but I did I did think about it as I was walking, think about my planning week. And when I got there, I did put a couple of things in my diary, in particular, what I wanted to do today. And I know if you've been listening to the podcasts, you'll know that I've been feeling a bit of overwhelm with the novel again. And suddenly the time that I've got for the deadline that I've kind of self-imposed is not enough to do what I need to do. And so it was really about working out what I wanted to do tonight, what was the best use I could make of my writer's cave evening. And so I just searched through what I had written to see what most interested me in terms of writing a scene, rather than trying to battle on with this timeline. I think I need a break from it. I think maybe I can come with fresh eyes if I do a scene in between. So I did. I wrote a little bit, a few notes about this. Most of the time I was at the cafe, I was just working out what to do. So tonight I can just go ahead and start doing it, and it feels lovely. It feels like a really nice thing to do. I do hope that you've got a really clear next step, as something that isn't overwhelming, and maybe not the thing that you've been directly working on, but something that is a bit off to the side, that so you can take it out and play with it as if it were a new toy rather than something so worn you've become bored with it. That's a terrible description of how I feel about the timeline at the moment. I think I need to change those words. Something that needs a little rest from you, let's say. I'm going to stop now, and I've made myself a pot of tea, and I realised actually that a pot of tea is not going to sustain me. I need to get myself an early meal so that I don't have to eat when I go down to the writer's cave. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.